consorte Poés, de Beidem e Xaninon, para Fimam e Islei, em Estache Costa em Zorro e Caime, o Perruxi Teime, e em Rocha Fence, Xenrido Zeide, que o Nisto está a Beleide, sou um tio da Fimam Leo, Namelios e Chapra, Nei, de Solado em Zorro e Caime, e como que, Cheio Clali de Cime, Posso, So what is the Pshat in Rashi? Because Rashi will be made if it has no. Rav Shimon Gamliel only says maybe Bishtashi Kosvein Zolvi Kaimi. If it has Chesim Zayim. But if it doesn't have Chesim Zayim, so how can we say Zolvi Kaimi? But Rashi doesn't mean, doesn't have an Eidim. Because here the Shtar has Eidim. Only the person who holds the Tekfes, he doesn't hold in his hands the Mikemo Eidim. But we know that the Eidim on the Shtar. Some Mele is holding something that has the Bill of Eidim. True, he doesn't have the Eidim in his hands. So it is like Eidim testifying. So according to Mandoma, maybe Bishtashi Kosvitz, Holy Kainei, so Mele, so the one who holds the Teyareb doesn't hold the Shtami clean in his hand. But according to Mandoma, who says, maybe Bishtashi Kosvitz, Holy Kainei, so even though he doesn't hold that piece of the Shtar that has the Eidim on it in his hands, but we know that this piece of the Shtar, the Teyareb, has the Bio of Eidim, even though it's not Niskayim, but he's made it. So Mele, it is just as if Eidim testified that they were signatories, and the signatories that they really signed the name, but it was Mimcha. So then he would be able to collect such a star. Suppose Imalda produces his star, and the Eidim is erased, somehow it's erased. But Eidim testified that the week before they saw the same star, and at that time the Eidim were not erased as yet. And the same Eidim testified that the signatures they saw a week before on the star represented the signatures of the purporting signatories. Then the Malve will be able, if Eidim will come to Bezin and they'll testify that they saw the signatures and that that was the signature of the purporting signatories, then the Malve will be able to collect with that piece of paper, even though right now the Eidim is Nimcha. So this is what Rashi means. The Ramban says it, Pshat Rashi, that according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that means Bishtashi Kosveis, it's only Kaime. That means that the Doi itself is considered like Chivoidi. Some Mele, now here we know that the Tera has a name. Because the, at the bottom, so there is the Eidim. And of course the Eidim applies to everything, to every shure of the shtar. And so even though they don't hold it, but so it is like Eidim testifying in Bezden that there was an Eidim, but the Eidim was Nimchak. Some Mele, the one who holds the Teyret, is considered like holding a Teyret with Eidim. He doesn't hold Eidim, but we know there was Eidim. So the Mele is considered like holding his Shtar with Eidim. This is what Kashi. Then Teis is another Kashi. Vei, Bameo Odif Teiret in Teifes, Kach Ashtar Posob Loi Teifes, Moim Loi Teiret, Dim Nimcha Kapnu Shtar, Has Ma Shtar U Posob, Ela Vada Yishlina, Dimash Ashtar Nifsol, Ein Shomi, כך שווה כשטיפי שיטה חסמנה טיפס מוי טיפס סליבה ומלבה ומויס ואידים והשטר אין כושר ולא יזה כמו לא יזה אבל זמן שהשטר כושר ולא יזמן שומי כמה שווה So Tesis is very kind of Rashi. Tesis says that we are only shy that which is kosher without it. But that which without is not kosher, that we're not shy. So the mele, without eating, the shtar is not kosher. So mele, we cannot be shy and say, now how much is the tater tefis worth? The tefis is 80. And how much is the tater worth? The tater doesn't have 80. Because since the tater doesn't have 80, so mele, it's worthless. Let's say, according to McDonald, that is a synagogue, so without eating, it's worthless. So mele, we cannot be shy. But we have to shy this man. Why? Because the shtar without the man is also worth it. It's not possible. You only get, if you get to the man, some of the amount is not possible. But all the other stars without the man, it's a shtar kosher. It's not even possible with the rabbanon. So the mele seems it is kosher without it, but with that it's worth more. Let's say a shtar, just compare two stars of the amount of $1,000 debt. But one shtar has man and one shtar doesn't have man. So the shtar that has man could have a value of $600. The shtar that doesn't have man could have a value only of $400. So that's Yavishai. Since the shtar would be kosher without it, but with that it's worth more. So the Amishaya, Mashain Jin, Aidin, Yanat Mishaya, because without that, it's worthless. It's not kosher altogether. Lavada Yishlema, Yimash, Ashtab Yiflin, Shomni, Kachshon, Yishtab, Matipet, Yishlema, Umalve, Umoyes, Veidin, Vashtan, Kosher, Vizek, Vize, Avos Man, Shashta, Kosher, Vize, Mane, Yishomni, Kamashov, Umirushalmi, Ike, Omer Ablezer, Hakalhele, Hakalhi, Shetoful Beim. But Yerushalmi says something else. Yerushalmi says that if somebody holds the piece of the star that has the eating in it, and somebody has the piece of the star that doesn't have the eating, so the one who has that piece of the star that has the eating, he's considered the music in the star. And if, let's say, the Malve will hold it, they'll be able to collect all that. And if the Leve will hold it, so the Malve will not be able to collect even one penny. So, but that's contrary to the Babli. So he says, Uvirushalmi, Iki Omer Abedak, Lele Hamish Dov Beidim, Upolit Agmora Shalonu, Dimaskir's man, Viseveya, Dehinsire, Karse, Vashtar, not they'll be able to collect all that. In other words, so he will be able to collect a substantial portion of the debt. So we say the misire kalse. Now because Tesis Lishito say the Tesis Shiti is that something that without which the star is possible, that we're not Mishaya. So melee if let's say Reb Shimon Gamliel would hold. So Ishtar without aiding, so is possibly Gamre, so really he couldn't say that Hakel Helich Mishetofus Beidi, and he gets the bigger portion of the Ishtar, the bigger portion of Ishtar, because it's not worth anything. But we'll have to say, according to Yerushalmi, we'll have to say that Reb Shimon Gamliel holds holds the Hignisire Kalsi. So even without eating, so it's also a kosher shtar, but it's worth much less without it. So mele hakel hile chacham shetofus eating. So the one who holds the eating, so who holds in his hands that piece of the shtar that has the eating in it, so he is more of a muzek in the shtar. Than the other one who holds in his hand that piece of the shtar that doesn't have the eating. So, Mimele, Shomin Kamishobe, Shinzoch Lazrachim Misire. In other words, so let's say that the Malve holds the piece of the star that has the star of $1,000. So, and it has the, and the Levi holds the other piece of the star that doesn't have the. So, since Rav Shimon Gamliel, according to the Shalman, holds that the Misere Kalse, so the star is kosher without the. So, since the star is kosher without the Edim, so in Shayabe. But if it has the Edim, so it's worth more. So let's say the same star of $1,000 that with the Yisire, with the Yachsime, so would be worth, let's say, $600. But without the Yisire, it'll be worth only $300 without the Yachsime. Because without the Yachsime, he'll be able to collect, but he'll always have to produce the Misire in Bezen, so it will involve a burden, a big burden. So if Ishtar with the Yachsime is worth $600, so Ishtar without the Yachsime, just the Misire, would be worth only $300. So Mele, if the Malve would hold that portion of the Ishtar that has the Edim, so he will be able to collect $300 from the Levi, because the excess over and above that the Shtar without the Yachsime is worth $300, and the Shtar with the Yachsime is worth $600, so that's $300, and then the other $300 will divide. So he'll be able to collect $450. This is Bishobin, Kribishobin, Kamashobe, Shinzoch Lazach, and Nisire. Bilesle Yahu Nishne, they get poshut, the Sober of Nishambli, Lidich Zimekase. Because the Gemore, according to one Loshin, they get poshut. So Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, Eidi Nisire, Eidi Zimekase. So that Yerushalme could not accord with that Loshin, get poshut. Because according to that Loshin get Poshut, so according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, without the Yachsime, is worthless, so we're not Shomim, we're not Mishaya in it. And how does Yerushalmi say that we are Mishaya? So apparently, according to Yerushalmi, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that in Misire Kalse. That's why we say, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that we are Shomim in it. Yachlei Kunam Lidome. Let's say, if the chil that is cost of bishtar is $1,000, so chilkin doesn't mean that the malve is able to collect $500. Elo, k'mishishovel elimkir mizeh, gif mizeh yifra hachotzi, ilitei mohoche, elachotzi achi mamesh, gabi talis, ni chilkin mamesh, ho apseduo. The loigar sinon, loi di paskinum ishtore. Dim kein ma meide mitales, adarabe mitales in yachtechenu ishnaim emsede kokar. Vin yachtech ashtal ish loigum, veidi pshite uto yachleik ashtal ishnaim. Dim kim ne liil, kim to the Rebbe Rav Shimon Gamliel, min bishtash koste, elok et parishis. De chazi liktanim, upolich, there was another girl say, the Chazir Tabaye. So he says it's not a good girl say. The Legasim the Chazir Tabaye. Din Kain, my Polish Metalis Musebes. Alright. Now, we have to the Gemara. Omar Omabacho. Zaysi Meres, Hamakbir Mitzil Chaveir, Ekonor Chaveir, Dis Halkadaito. ויקונה חברי, תוס את זוג משונחס על גבי קרקי, וזוג משונחס על גבי קרקי, ולא יקנה לא איזה ולא איזה. רש. זוי סימרס מסניס נקטונה שניים שהביאו מציאו, קונוו ויחלקו, וכמו שמגביע מגביע לידה שיקנה בחביר חציו, שממנו המגביע מציו, וריקם את פוריך, דיוקי דירומה בחומה מייכה, מאיזה בו ומשנוסינו הוא לא מתקיים. הוא לא מתקיים. So, בחומה יוסס במשנה, לדברו וניס מגביע מציע. From Hefka, in order that she meant to acquire it, so it's effective. It's effective. These are the Daido, Loikon Havere, Teo Sezuki, Mishunachas, or Abikalka, Bizuki, Nachas, or Abikalka, the Loikne, Loise, Loise, El Lash Mamina, Mabin Til Havere, Kon Havere, Nadarashi, Loikne, Loise, Loise. So the Gemara says, O Marov Eleil, O Meimeloch, Hamagbim Zil Chavir, Loikon Chavir. V'hoch ha'in et ha'in et ez is Yachleiku, not because Hamagbim Zil Chavir is Kon Chavir, but because Migit Zoch Linaf, She Zoch Enam Lechavre. Teida, Shil Oma Lishluchi, Tzeil Bnei Vui, V'kon Av Poter, V'shutfin Shigon V'chayovin. My time, love, should I'm going to be a Zohar Nafshi, Zohar Namlechavre, Shemamino. Now let's see Rashi. Leilo meimloch loikon haver. Heichad imag biyalo nishad liknis boklum. My time, overly come on. David, if it's the Balchayim, Mokesh Havachayim. The question is, why should anyone say that Hamag biyam mitzir lachaver is loikon haver? After all, there is a law of Zohar Lord Shalim for all. So, if Reuven wants to give him a tone, let's say, Reuven is the owner of this sefer, and he wants to give this as a tone to Levi. But Levi is not around. But Shimon is around. So Reuven can say to Shimon, listen, you pick up the sefer and have in mind to be zicher for Levi. So then, Shimon makes a brain that's in there, and he's mechavim to be zeichet for Levi, so Levi will acquire title that's in there, even though Levi doesn't know anything about it, and Levi didn't appoint Shimon as his shliach to be zeichet the sefer for him, but Zohar Lodeh Shlevi Fonot, so Shriv Tam Shliches, Shriv Lam Tam Shliches, so he can be zeichet like Shliches, so he can be zeichet for him. So why should anyone say that Akhraviya Mitzil Chaber, Mitzil Chaber? Well, the answer is because we would say it's like Tinkas Lival Chayim, Mimokim Shechav Lachim. Because if there is a Mitzil in the street, so anybody could be Zeichan. But if somebody is Zeichan for himself, so he is Kaden. But if he doesn't want to be Zeche for himself, he wants to be Zeche for somebody else, then it's Chavlachine, because it deprives all the other people in the street to be Zechine. So, of course, so one can say, so it's like Tepes Lebolchein, Mimokim Shechavlachim. Let's say, suppose, Reuven, let's say, owes money to a number of debtors, to a number of creditors. Suppose Reuven owes money to Shimon, he owes money to Levi, he owes money to Yehuda. So then Shimon has a right to grab Reuven's nechosim in order to collect the debt that Reuven owes him. Levi has a right to grab Reuven's nechosim, to collect the debt that Reuven owes him. Yehuda has a right to grab from Reuven's nechosim, to collect the debt that Reuven owes Yehuda, and so on. But suppose Reuven owes $1,000 to Shimon, he owes $1,000 to Yehuda, he doesn't owe Levi a penny. So, Levi has no right to collect from Reuven's Nechosim for Yehuda just because he's a good friend. He's a good friend of Yehuda, because Reuven can tell him that none of your business, love al bon the diat, you are a good friend of Yehuda, give him your money. But what right do you have to grab my money, to collect the debt that I owe, to Yehuda, in other words, who can be Miyake? Shimon can be Miyake, because if Levi grabs Reuven's Nechosim for Yehuda, so he deprives Shimon of the opportunity to collect it for the debt that Reuven owes him. So he states the Balchei mocking Shachav Lachine. So here too, if there is a mitzi in the street, so anybody can grab it and be zeichen it. Reuven can grab it, Shimon can grab it, Levi can grab it, Yehuda can grab it. But if Reuven grabs it, then Shimon cannot say to him, listen, what why did you have to grab it? I wanted to be zeichen. So he was scared. But Medvar Mamurim, if Reuven grabs it for himself, but if Reuven grabs it to be zeichen for Shimon, then Levi can tell him, listen, what why did you have to grab it for Yehuda? If you deprived me of the opportunity to be zeichen it. So Memele, that's the reason as to why we could argue that Amatpia Mitzir Chavere is Loikon Chavere, because he's like Tefes Lubalchei, Bimokim Shechav Lachere. So he says, from this Mishnah we can deduce that Amatpia Mitzir Chavere is Kon Chavere. It's not like Tefes Lubalchei, because Tefes Lubalchei, so is Chav Lachere, because Reuven owes Shimon. So Mele, Levi couldn't grab for Yehuda, because it's Chavla Achere, because it is at the expense of Shimon, because Reuven owes Shimon, so the Nechosim are Mishubet Shimon. But here, it is just a windfall for anybody, so he doesn't cause him any hefset, because he is only Mnei Revach to other people. So it's not the Vesel Balchei Mimokin Shechav Lachine. Oh, but then Rabbi says, Leila Meimeloch, that Haman Biam Tzil Chavei Leikon Chavei. Why? Because he's the Vesel Balchei Mimokin Shechav Lachine. V'hoch Ha'ayin Et Ha'ime. And the reason is why here is Eiche, if Tonu Masish Shnaim Shih Biu Mitzio, is Konu, Migad is Ochli Nafshe, Zochaname Lechab. Because of Migad is Ochli Nafshe, Zochaname Lechab. So it's no raye that Magbir Mitzil Chaber is Kona Chaber. Teda, Shilu Oma. Shilu Oma, Mishluchim Tzeyu, Bnei Vli, Bnei Gona, Pispoter. So in other words, if let's say one says, Reuven says to Shimon, you go and steal for me, and Shimon steals for Reuven, so Shimon is not held, Reuven is not held responsible, because he's shliach of the Aveire. But at the same time, shutvin shegonvu is chayovin. What it means, shutvin shegonvu? In other words, if Reuven and Shimon, Reuven is steals a certain chayfet, a certain behemoth, for himself and for Shimon, midah Shimon. In other words, Shimon said to Reuven, listen, we are good friends, you go and steal a behemoth, we'll divide the behemoth. And Shimon does it, so even though like this there is aloch of a shliach of Ravere, but if he does it for himself, so he say, migad izoch le nafshei, izoch nam lechavre. that Rashi shit it's between the states of Israel. Be you should be shaken. Go ahead, it's here. You should buy it. We die to you, that's Hadere. I'm going to move a comedy. Hayobi. This is the cache. There is no such demore in Bobakame. When the demore in Bobakame says it in respect to Tviche, because by Tviche there is a special class of Kosu of Yeshliach and Rabeire. But in respect to Neve, so there is no such aloche that if Reuven says to Shimon, you go and steal for yourself and for me, and then Shimon fulfills the shliches and he steals a behemoth or something else for himself and for Reuven, that Reuven should also be chayim. There is no such aloche. But Rashi Shit is there is such aloche. ויואחד יציר משום פיילי יודאי תודס חבירי אבריבו וקאמה וחיובי Why? Because מיגד is but a שליח ברבירי the answer is מיגד is אוכל לנפשי יזוכה נאמו לחברי לב משום דאמרינון יזוכה נפשי נאמו לחברי שמע מנו Now let's see the thesis וישוטין שקום בו פרבי קונטרס שהציר יודאי תודס חבירי כדאיסה בו וקאמה ואין נראה דהוסה מטביחה אלה וטביחה אפילו אומר צווי וטביח לחייב So we don't have to resort to מגיל זוכר נאפי לך לחברי לידר שינון תחס לרב השליח So what's the פשעת לגמורה שוטפין שקום חיובים אלו שוטפין שקום בו שהתביעו שניהם Then it's חיובים But if Reuven says to Shimon you go and steal for yourself and for me then we don't say in migdi zakhl nafsh zakhl khar ela shit she kom bu she bi u shneye shma min hor na omar obe hasht di amret amrin un mige migdi zakhl nafsh zakhl khar so kharash pikeh she bi u mitia mitech she kono kharash kono pikeh If the cheresh and the pikeach were both magbia and mitzia at the same time. Now, midirai say a cheresh cannot be kei. But midirabonon, midirah kisholem, chachom nubon misakei, that cheresh ain't be kotten, yesh bot gelder midirah kisholem. So it can be kei, because if you wouldn't be able to be kei, it would become juicy. To a lot of conflict. Imagine a cheresh, a shaken cotton will pick up a mitzie, then he's not kene. Then a pikeach will come and grab it away from him. So it will lead to so much hostility and conflict. So because of that, the chachamim are misaking, the cheresh eating cotton, though they're not neyo, but with the rabbonon, they are kene. So a cheresh has a kinyan with the rabbonon. So the mele, a cheresh and the pikeach, suppose a cheresh and the pikeach, will both pick up a mitzie, teich shekon a cheresh, so he kon a pikeach. Because he did zoch a hapshay, he zoch lechavar. So the gemore has the kash, bishlim a cheresh kon a dikom agulim ben das, After all, in order to be king, he has to make a agboy, a full agboy. Suppose somebody would be magbia like this, a talus from the street, like this, and you will not pick it up completely. That's no agboy. Now, in the case where cheresh and pikeach together pick up, so that means without the agboy of the other partner, so one end of the talus would be on the floor, would be on the ground. So the mele, how could it be kene? So in order that one should be kene, so you must, it requires the cooperation of the other. But so be shleim the cheresh can be kene, because even though he by himself didn't make it for agboye, but the other half of the agboye was done by the pikeach, but the pikeach is a bendas, so he can be zeiche for the cheresh. But how can the Pekeah be Zeiche? After all, he himself made only half a Agboy, and the other half of the Agboye was made by the Cheresh. The Cheresh is not even there. How can he be Zeche for the Pekeach? So Bishlein Ligabi himself, there was a Takonis Chachomit that became a Zeche. But Ligabi the Pekeach, there was no Takonis Chachomit. So Bishlein Cheresh Kone Yikomagu Mendaz, El Pekeach Mai Kone, Elohime, Cheresh Kone, Pekeach Lui Kone. Mein Ye, so what's the Mige? Mige dich nicht herrschen, weil me kone. So, in the case where two herrschen pick up, so the knees kone, so the male in the case where herrschen pick up is also gone. I'm not gone. Hi, my. In the join our bin fil habere kon habere han bi le ich kon magle at ait habere hay dait di de kon magle you li kone la khine makne. Here, so each one was Magbia to be Zeche completely. How can we say? So, Migid is Ochel Nafshe, Ochel Chavre, Elohime, Teich, so we can Pekeach, we can Cheresh, Vichiteime, Maishne, Mishne, Cheresh, and Alme, Hosom, Mokin, Rabbonon, Dulos, Lanzie, Ochemeima, Oma, Pekeach, we can, Ano, Akne, let's see the Rashi. Hash, the Amrit, Migid is Ochel Nafshe, חרש פקיח שאימי ומציאו קונוע על פי שהגבוה של חרש אינה הגבוה ליק נעיזל מידה כשולם כי נתנן חרש אימי קודם יש בין גזל מידה כשולם אבל לא חומה מיגיד זוכל נפשי בי שלם החרש קונני קומגו בן דאס לרישה השני לצייר שניהם לרישי שרצת חרש לקו החרש יהיה בהגבוה מידה רבורון כי תיקו פלן מידה כשולם אלא פקיע במאי קונן לגבי פקיח אברי שישית בי החרש כמונח לגבי קרקה דאג בו איזה חרש לא יקעני אלו מדרקי שולם בעלמה ומי מיגי תלמי מרוכה יקום החשת דאמרת מיגי דאמרינון מיגי אמרינון חשת דאמרת מיגי אמרינון חשת דאמרת מיגי אמרינון מיגי וחרש המי קונה הולי זוכה פקיח לנפשי נעים את זה נוח נאמר לחברה ולהבה הגבוהי לפקח הגבוהי אם תצלוי מהכה אפילו אם תצלוי מהמקביע מציל חברי כל החברי so it's only when one was מקביעה in order that the other fellowship is איכה but here each one was מקביעה that he should be זכה completely עדיין תדידי כמקבלי היי פקח so let's learn to you עם החייתי מהם alright now the Gemara is explaining Rome Bachomes, deduced from the Mishneh that Hamakbiya Mitzil Haveri is Kona Haveri. This, however, I don't know Haveri. Tose Zuki, which is Nachas Lagabi Karke, Vizuki, Shemim Nachas, Mishim Nachas, Lagabi Karke. אמרי רבא אחר פרי דרבא דלרבא שיוקי דרומה בחומה מהיכה הנה ממרישה the first book in the Mishneh שניים עוזר מטלס זה אימנו מססידה מססיו so it's יחלקו שניים עוזר מטלס הוסם היי קומה כולו שלי והנועג באתי כולה והי אומה כולו שלי והנועג באתי כולה so in other words so how can you use המגביה מציל חברי, איס קונה חברי, מייבי המגביה מציל חברי, איס לא יקונה חברי. But here each one says, I picked it up completely by myself. I was not מגביה מציל in order that the other fellow should be זכה. So that's why it's יחלקו. So how can you deduce from that? Now let's see the Rashi. Hok amak kulo shalim hameiche meize bovim shesenu kodai kleim al zesi meres. Hok amak kulo shalim anu agbate veich neim alo ikne loi ze velo ize viyove achav yitleno vali kolecho teen ami igbato veim kamak bia mitzil chaveire u my ishloshi, dishlein haishchenek de amosik bokomeu, omaloi batato kimani, avlacham ashuk maite, so how can Rome Bachome say, dies halkadaita choi konachavere, tosin sukim schnachanora bekarka, schnachan bekarka, vlikno loise veloise, and the third party should be able to be zeichen. How can a third party be zeichen? Because one of the two would already was zeichen. The question is, who, whether Reuven or Shimon? But Levi certainly has no right to be zeichen. Elam hodik tone, zeim hakolushli, zeim hakolushli, hosu lomali, el mishni yiseira, shmainon, amam yisrach aberei, konachaveirei, vorkim nereishim in tziru seifu mekamemcha, elam seif, zeim hakolushli, zeim hakolushli, hosu lomali, el mishni yiseira, shmamino, amam yisrach aberei, konachaveirei, ומאי דמציא את דיל ממקרממך, וחיתם אם מקרממך מיילם הימרא יסטריך, סלדת חמינאי דקום החצי של אילן, כמי שווה ואיר ליפטר, כמו אשמר ודאי הוא מקמר. סובריה מן הכל של אימן ישתברויה, נאים מאוח ידע וכמי שווה ואיר ויפטר, אלו מאור, הו ישן ולכנות אביהם, הו סולום עלי, אלו משתסיר אשמה מנם, דמציא חברי כל חברי, ודיל מאור כמו אשמר, צמאתי משני סירה, תראה חתמה מקונה, אלא מסייפה, בזמן שהם מעידים, אוי שיש למעידים חלקים לא ישבו במאי, אם מקרממך צריך למימה, אלא להב במציאה. So, what does the Mishnah tell us? That if they didn't testify, that they both picked it up, תרוויה בעדודה הגבויה, they both picked it up, so then it's חלקים לא ישבו. But if they both picked it up, so that means that one was a Magbir Mitzir L'Chaveirei, so it's a riot that Magbir Mitzir L'Chaveirei, so it's Kona Chaveirei, Ushmaminu Magbir Mitzir L'Chaveirei, Kona Chaveirei, Virobo Amalach, no, maybe Magbir Mitzir L'Chaveirei is Loi Kona Chaveirei, because he's like, you know, Malchei Mokshcha V'Acherim, but here, because we get Zochunav Shibachno Mechavrei. Now let's see the Rashi. Mishni Seire, הו, מהיכן איזה בו משסים נקודאי כלים על זה סימרס, הו כמה הכול השולים, והנועג באתי, ויחנם עלו יקנה לו איזה ולא איזה, ויובי אחר ויתלנו, ועלי כל אחותין אני אקבטיו, ואין כמה גביר מציל חברי, ומה יש לי להושי, וישלים הישך נגדי המוזג בו, כמי הוא, אומר לו, יקבט עתו כמני, אבל אנחנו השוק, מה ייתן? שאו כן, רומב החומס אי, dies halt weiß auch wohl gerade habe das ist so kim sagen aber karke sind auch aber karke wie ich nur ist aber leise and a third party should be able to be sehen how could a third party be able to be sehen say after all one of the two certainly was a the question is who was Magbia first ich nie sehe der abnon ich nie sehe abnon hat wir beziehung schon haben יחלקו דאמינון שניהם יתביעו והבלי כל אחד מגביע מציע לוי וחבר ביקונה די משום לא ידינו מהיס שקר והבלי אמנם אותו בסופיק וחלקי משבועה משום שלוי כל אחד ואחד הלך לתקי ונמדליל הושמנו למראי שדאבי כמי שווה בידים נאבים אותו מהכולו של יום וחצי שלוי ולפתע משבועה משני סיר כבר אישס ירוחב קונה, ואף אגב דורי משיח אישני, זו זמקימו שמנהיג ברגלוב, צריך למימה ויחדו כוחו בין שניהם, שיחלקו ולא ישבו אלא במציאה, ואיסטר להשמינו שנח יוכל לחיתבו, ומגביע מציל חבירי כל החבירי, ורוב העולם ועלם היחדו נסחבי. המגביע לסבירי כל החבירי, ומי שניסי את מסניס להשמינון, הגביע מציל לבו חבירי קונה, אף חבירי, זוכר לנפשי, זוכר נאמר לחברי. Now, for next week, very difficult to be able still have to go over the taste test and discuss the Rishenim and the Tzugye. This is also difficult. But next Tzugye is very, very difficult. Roch of a man. So, just be prepared up to Toshma, that chesam base, the second line from the end of the Amid. Toshma, Shnaim Shul Mishal Gomor, Umanigi Bechakeh.